Joshua Bell performing Bach to start today's Venomen Off. That was his air, performed by Joshua Bell along with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on KYF. We'll be turning to more from Joshua Bell coming up. His new release is called For the Love of Brahms, and I had a chance to speak with him about the brand new recording that's coming up. Let's turn right now to Jorge Frigico Osorio and Prokofiev. Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet Before Parting from 10 Pieces from Romeo and Juliet, Opus 75. Again, the pianist here is Jorge Frigico Osorio.
Thank you.
Pianist Jorge Frederico Osorio performing Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet Before Parting. That's from 10 Pieces from Romeo and Juliet Opus 75. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note here on KUIF Public Radio. Remember, you can keep up with me on social media. Find me at Facebook and on Twitter. Well, friends of mine had a chance to perform with Joshua Bell recently, a guest soloist with the Fort Smith Symphony, kicking off their 20th season with conductor John Jetter. Friends of mine in the orchestra played with Joshua Bell, and just after he made a stop in Fort Smith, I had a chance to talk to him about his brand new recording. It's called For the Love of Brahms, and it features Brahms' Double Concerto in A Minor, Opus 102 for violin, cello, and orchestra, as well as Brahms' Piano Trio in B Major, Opus 8, and a little bit from Schumann as well. It features pianist Jeremy Denk and cellist Stephen Isserles, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, of which Joshua Bell is music director. Let's find out more about how this recording all came together and more about Joshua Bell's love of Brahms right now.
I've always loved Brahms, and we know Brahms as the great, profound, deep composer. With, if you look at a picture of him with the long beard, that's what we have when we hear the Brahms double. It's incredibly heavy and I mean, beautiful work, and you feel like you've been through this profound journey when you hear it. But there's also the earlier Brahms, which of course already hints at the older Brahms, plenty. But it's nice to hear the youthful 20-year-old Brahms in his piano trio, and so where it was much more raw, more hard on sleeve Brahms. That is a nice sort of bookend to the later Brahms. So I thought it'd be nice to put those two things together on the album, involving some very good friends on the Brahms Double Concerto, Stephen Isserles, with whom I played that piece over the last 30 years many times, and then my other most frequent chamber partner, Jeremy Denk, on the piano we brought in for the trio. So it was a very happy confluence of friendships, and the music itself is about friendship and love.
The fact that you've been playing the Brahms double with Isserles, you said, for so many years, and you're finally recording it, and I was wondering how maybe that piece has transformed for the two of you, and why maybe this was the magic moment to put it down on a record.
Well, you know, in a couple of years from now, when we listen to it, we may think it was not the magic moment, that we should have waited, which is always the case when you make a recording. So you want to be sure, at least, that it's a pretty good moment, at least, to do it. And it seemed like the right time, because we had done it. You know, it's not a piece I get to play that often. I don't even play it once every year, because it's an unusual combination. It's unusual for an orchestra to be able to bring in two artists at the same time and do a piece like this, but when it happens, it's always an incredibly special occasion. We finally had a time where we were touring with my favorite orchestra, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I'm music director. We had a little tour in Europe so we could play the piece first many times together and then go into the studio and record it. So it was the timing was right for that, and I was very happy to play this music.
And how has that piece changed for you as you've been performing it over the years?
Well, in many subtle ways, it's hard to say exactly, but as I've gotten older, I've figured out, first of all, even physically, how to play the pieces doesn't always sit as well in the hands as some other pieces. It's a little bit awkward, even musically, to get the right. As with all Brahms, you really want the sense of architecture in the piece and the way things are handed off between instruments and orchestra. Perhaps the word organic. You know, I think as we've gotten older, it's become more organic in the storytelling. You know, and that's really what we're doing, is telling the story, this great story. You know, that Brahms wrote. In this case, I also get to conduct, so it's even more organic in that sense. I get to play, and then I turn around and conduct the tutti's, and so it's without the so-called middleman conducting. Somehow it becomes even more of an organic piece.
And what is that like to be a performer and play and then conduct at this? You're using two different facets of your brain.
I'm not sure it is really. It's. I think when one plays a concerto, even when you have a conductor, you have to think. you're better off if you can think in the same way as if you were. You should be listening for every instrument. No, soloist is never just standing out in front of the orchestra and playing and hoping that they'll be followed properly. You know, I've always been accused of, maybe tongue in cheek, of conducting anyway, even when I have a conductor when I'm playing a piece. You know, I'm very involved with what the orchestra is doing and giving gestures under the radar, you know, how I want the piece to be. So finally I can actually do it freely. It's somehow, but it is exhausting because I don't get a rest to even wipe my brow, you know, because the second I'm done with my section, I have to turn around. And I experienced this most recently on a tour with the orchestra doing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, where I was directing and playing Tchaikovsky. And as it is, Tchaikovsky is so athletic and tiring, the way he treats the violin in the first movement. But now, even the tutti's, where the violin, the few places where the violin gets a rest, I had to conduct. So it was a test of my stamina. But it's really incredibly rewarding. To do it. And the orchestra is so fabulous. They sit on the edge of their seats and they really play like chamber music. And that's the way it should be.
Joshua, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Oh, thank you so much. Nice talking with you. And hope to speak again soon sometime.
That's violinist Joshua Bell on his new recording, For the Love of Brahms. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note right here on your public radio station, KUAF. Remember, you can listen to audio archives of all of my interviews at our website, KUAF.com. They are not always up at the time of broadcast, but I get them up as quickly as possible so you can listen again and perhaps even post an interview of mine, share away the compelling content, the compelling interviews I have here in Of Note. Let's now turn to the brand new Joshua Bell recording, which he just talked to me about. That's Joshua Bell along with Stephen Isserlis. We'll hear the entirety of Brahms' Double Concerto in A minor, Opus 102 for violin, cello, and orchestra. Orchestra here is Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, an orchestra that Joshua Bell is music director of. Sit back, relax, and listen to the entirety of Brahms' Double Concerto in a new recording from Joshua Bell right here on KYF. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brahms Double Concerto in A Minor, Opus 102, for violin, cello, and orchestra. That's a brand new recording featuring violinist Joshua Bell, cellist Stephen Isserlis, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, an orchestra that Joshua Bell is music director of. I'm Katie Henriksen. This is Of Note right here on KUF Public Radio. I had a chance to speak with Joshua Bell earlier in today's program. If you missed that interview, check out our website, kuaf.com. I archive all my interviews there.